Happy Monday. Welcome to the Steve and I Show. Hope you're having a great one. We're going to do our best to make it even better for you tonight. This is our last show of season 11. I can't believe it. It's already December and already time for Christmas. Well, tonight we have a show dedicated to nothing but hot topics. Of course, we're talking about Jussie Smollett and his conviction on the five charges of disorderly conduct. And also, Kanye West is doing his best to get back with Kim Kardashian, but it sounds like she's really interested. We'll talk about that. And then Travis Scott continues to get fallout from his Astroworld tragedy where 10 people were killed. Find out why Madonna is calling out 50 Cent for what he posted on social media. And then we got to give up to Megan Thee Stallion. She graduated from school over the weekend. She got a bachelor's degree in health administration. We'll talk about all of it in Hot Topics. Want to monitor all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our official website, thestevenightshow.com. You can also get your merch there. This is the best time to get it for the holidays, so check us out at our website. If you want to look at us, watch us, go to our YouTube channel, The Steve and I Show. You can watch us do the show there. We definitely appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe. When we come back, the question of the day and hot topics, right back after this.
It's that time again, family and friends. Christmas time is here, my favorite time of the year. Laughter all around, people gather round to see each other smile. Because it's Christmas time again, a new year soon will begin. Put all your troubles away. Is the season love will bring. Merry Christmas, season of love, together as one. It's true, wishing Merry Christmas to you. Deck the halls with bells, children playing around. But we can't forget the reason for the season. Christ was born that day in Bethlehem, and today he still reigns. Because it's Christmas time again, a new year soon will begin. Put all your troubles away. This is the season love will bring. I'll sing joy to the world, to all the boys and girls. Happy holidays. Come on together and say, oh,
Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Seasons of love.
Together as one. It's true.
bitch, yeah, looking for you like where you been. Me reminiscing, remembering we used to get it and argue with mama like him again. Tell her I love you when she just saying why you defending him. Best time of love's innocence, we was like souls in a sense, finishing all of your sentences. Friends would say they go your twin again. Guess I'm just missing it. Lower the voices, lower the noises, put on an album, turn on the volume. Love in the shower like there goes the hours. Tryna vibe, tryna kick it with ya. Give it 2x50 with ya. Feel like the time of your life, every minute with ya. Now I see the bigger
picture.
We were
supposed to be good.
They comment images, we more motion pictures. A vision, that's something that's so open-ended. The difference, we did it from humble beginnings. Ain't winning if all of ain't really what's in it. Ain't winning if all of ain't really what's in it. Guess what I'm saying? Why is it sinning? Why are we in this way? Lower the voices, lower the noises. Put on an album, turn on the volume. Make love in the shower like take goes the hours. Tryna vibe, tryna kick it with ya. Give it 2x50 with ya. Like the time of your life, every minute with you. Now I see the bigger
picture.
We were
supposed to be good. So many levels.
Hi, this is Miss Robbie from Welcome to Sweetie Pies, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to The Stephen Knight Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. Tonight, we're doing nothing but hot topics. Of course, movie reviews and indie music, but in terms of guests, we're doing hot topics just to end our last show of season 11. I can't believe it. This year has gone by so fast.
It has.
We'll remind you all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com. Also go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and comment and like. We definitely appreciate you, The Stephen Knight Show. And get your merch. I have on one of our sweatshirts tonight, thestephenknightshow.com. So check us out. Before we get started, our thoughts and prayers go to the families and victims of that hurricane. It was over 6 states. Kentucky got hit the worst. They had deaths ranging from infants to 86-year-old person, people having to rebuild and lost everything, but also the loss of life is just crazy. I was watching the news before we started recording here, and it's just devastating. So thoughts and prayers out to all of you all. Stay safe. And people are donating money. Someone donated $6 million today. So if you're able to donate, please make sure it's to a reputable place, but donate to these victims so they can rebuild their homes. All right, Christmas kindness giveaway. So every year we raise money around this time and we find a charity or something that we donate the money to. The last maybe 4 or 5 years we've been raising money. And what we do is we put together care packages for the homeless community here in Atlanta. We're going to continue that same tradition this year. So if you want to donate to that, please Cash App us at the Stephen Knight Money Sign, The Stephen Knight Show. Or you can do PayPal, thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. We definitely appreciate you. 100% proceeds goes to that cause. And what we do on MLK Day, which is Day of Service, we pass out the packages to the homeless community. So it's a wonderful cause. People have already started donating. And so we definitely appreciate you if you decide to support us in our efforts. All right. Lania, Chike, how y'all feeling?
Hey, okay. I feel pretty good. I almost didn't make it today.
Well, Nair's out, but he wanted me to send his love to our the co-hosts as well as to our viewers. So we definitely appreciate you. Last show of the season. This is crazy. Can you believe we're December already?
Yeah, it came up fast.
You did. All right, well, our question of the day is, are you a good gift giver? Lania. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we hear you. Go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm a good gift giver, but
yes,
gifts are very extra. So I mean, you can ask
TJ. Is she a good gift giver, Chica?
Yes.
I don't feel like I am, but I know
she,
that
she gives you more than you need.
Everybody says I'm extra, but I always feel like it's not enough. So I don't feel like I am, but I. You know, my boyfriend's mom, she has deemed me Miss Extra. Like she says, you do too much. You do too much. It doesn't matter. Like you're just so extra. But she loves it though, because she gets to reap the benefits of me being extra. I can't help. I just love doing for the people that I love. And
yeah, you
know, that's just me.
Right. Yeah, I believe that. What about you, Chica? Are you a good giver?
I'm the kind of person that gives the gift that you didn't think that you need until you got it. And then it's like, oh yeah, I'm that dude. So I guess, yeah, I guess I'm a good gift. Well, Ania, am I a good gift giver?
It all depends, Steve. So see with him, when I get the gift, right, I got to read the card that comes with the gift. And see, generally, once I read the card that comes with the gift, it's not even a card, it's like a message. And I know that this message is going to be shady, that's attached to this gift. You know what I mean? So I ain't gonna say he ain't a good gift giver, but it's gonna come with some shade in the message that comes with the gift.
I think I'm a good giver because I always give money or gift cards. Because I feel
well, like I heard you were. I heard you were a good gift giver.
Well, I give gift cards, so
mm-hmm.
So people can decide what they want with their money. Because it's nothing like getting a gift, you're thinking, nice, thanks, you know. But I guess it's the thought that matters. But tweet us at home, let us know, are you a good gift giver? Steve and I Show SHO. All right, well, hot topic. So Jesse Smollett, he was found guilty on 5 charges of convicted, 5 charges of disorderly conduct. You remember he was charged with doing a homophobic and hate crime against himself. He allegedly hired these 2 brothers, Nigerian brothers, to to take out this crime on him. Apparently they rehearsed it. They went there the night before. He drove them there. He wrote them checks for $3,500. And although he was found guilty, he's still saying he's innocent. And apparently, you know, he took the stand. And when he did, he brought up Don Lemon. He was saying that Don Lemon tipped him off that the police weren't falling for the story. Well, Don Lemon took to his show, and he hours after the guilty verdict, and he was speaking with a legal analyst, Joey Jackson. He told his viewers that Jesse weaved a web during the trial for staging a hate crime. He said he had to make up too many lies as to why he didn't want to do certain things. Cover like another lie. And I guess he got caught up in that because he took the stand himself. He continued his commentary saying that he got angry with the prosecutor, just talking about Jesse, with the prosecutor as the prosecutor poked holes in his story, calling the only other witnesses liars. Previously reported, a jury convicted him, the Empire Star, of 5 counts of disorderly conduct last Thursday. The jury deliberated for 9 hours before reaching the guilty verdict. Now, although this is a class 4 felony, these are class 4 felonies, They'd carry up to 3 years sentence, and legal experts don't believe he will see jail time, facing kind of jail time. I was watching one of the shows, and they said that if he was smart, because apparently during his testimony, he was saying that he was doing drugs and during that time and whatnot. They were saying if he was smart, he would take accountability, maybe blame it on the drugs, pay back Chicago, the city of Chicago, for all of the resources they used to investigate this case, and then hopefully he would get a lesser sentence. But he is adamant, and his legal team, they're going to appeal this, and they are saying that the truth will come out in the appeal. Chike, what's going on with your boy?
Listen, the whole thing is sad. The whole thing is pretty sad. But the brother also is a brand within himself, right? He's a brand within himself. And whatever mess this is going on is tarnishing the brand, right? Where he needs to be thinking is his legacy and how to move forward, and so he can continue to thrive and survive as a working actor, producer, mm-hmm. director in the business. Own up to it, put this mess behind you, move on. There's a film coming out that his first directorial debut is coming out.
Legacy, correct?
Yes, it's mm-hmm. out. James Earl Hardy's series. I'm actually going to try to get him on the show in the new year. James Earl Hardy's series of books, which were bestsellers, turned it into a movie. B-Boy Blues, that's the name of it. You can't afford this, man. It's bad timing. And then the nature of what happened is kind of tied into political stuff. And it doesn't look good. The first thing that they say on the other side all the time is, it was people dressed up as, it was people acting like. No one really got hurt. It was a scam. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing? It's just wrong. All of it's wrong. Yeah, he needs to pay some and then a little bit more and then keep his mouth shut for a while.
Yeah, because then even on the stand, he allegedly testified that he and one of the brothers had some kind of sexual relationship and they messed around in some bathhouse. What does that have to do with the case? It's like, what are you doing?
So I heard a comedian on another show, and he had a good eye for what could have possibly happened. And he was saying that he probably was involved with somebody else and went and did something somewhere else. And it got a little rough, a little kinky. And because from, I guess, what evidence is, he had rope marks around his neck. So he probably was involved in something, but he was involved with someone at that time. So in order to explain your situation to your relationship, you have to come up with a cockamamie story. How can you come up with a cockamamie story like that and someone's not asking you, why haven't you called the authorities? So you were pressured into calling the authorities, and then you had to create this whole story to cover up all the lies that you'd been told.
And here the brother testified that he told him to rough him up, just don't mess up my face. Anyway, Linnea, what are your thoughts on all this?
So I'm not following it, but he's probably not going to see any jail time because he's never been in trouble before.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
So, but, you know, to Chike's point, if he just takes accountability, fork over some cash, keep his mouth shut, because I did hear about the outburst in court, which was stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and sit down, sat down somewhere.
Sat down, right.
Sat down somewhere. Uh-huh. You know, this can blow over for him. But I don't know. I don't know. And it's a shame because with this project coming out, how would you really want him attached to it now? Like, not mm-hmm. it's one thing for him to be convicted. It's another thing if he don't know how to shut his mouth.
Right. Because,
you know, we got all kinds of people that have been a part of projects. They've been all up and through the system.
Yeah. Well,
so we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was smart that when he decided to come back to Hollywood or get back to work, that he decided to become a director as opposed to being in front of the camera, because it kind of puts less attention towards him. But now with this case, it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, I hope he doesn't do jail time. They let Kyle Rittenhouse off for killing people. So I hope he doesn't do jail time, but I do hope he does take accountability, pays what he needs to pay, and move on with his life. You know what I mean? All right, well, Kanye West has made it very clear that he wants his wife back, Kim Kardashian. However, doesn't like Kim Kardashian has the same alternative plans, which has some alternative plans when it comes to relationship status between her and Ye. According to TMZ, Kim is still moving forward when it comes to the divorce from Kanye and is making the process move faster. She's reportedly filed to become legally single. The documents were reportedly filed last Friday, and Kim is asking a judge to separate issues of child custody and property from their marital status. So apparently what she's filed is it already makes you single. So once the divorce is done, that's already a done deal. Now, this news comes hours after Kanye switched up the lyrics to his song Runaway during his Free Larry Hoover concert. He said, run back to me, more specifically, Kimberly. However, it looks like Kim is more interested in moving forward and not back. And news about the divorce surfaced back in February of this year, and Kim made a decision to file. Kim is being represented by Laura Wesser, who has repped other celebrities such as Dr. Dre and Kelly Clarkson, who also filed to be declared legally single during their divorce processes. Now, apparently, Kim has secured their Hidden Hills estate in the divorce, but there's other property they're still going back and forth regarding. And they're apparently looking to co-parent, so they'll both have joint custody over the children, the four children they have together. Now, recently, they did attend a vigil for Virgil Abloh. He's the one that passed away, his final Louis Vuitton fashion show, as well as his memorial service in Chicago. So I guess his fashion show before he passed and then the memorial service they attended together. But Kanye retweeted a picture of them kissing. And he said, all that I think about every day is how to get my family back together and how to heal the pain that I caused. I take accountability for my actions. New word alert, miss actions. Linnea, Kim is over this man. Don't you think so?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I hear you.
I said Kim is over them.
Yeah.
Over him, and I'm over them.
I'm yes. Over them. I know you are.
Over. My boyfriend said I'm not allowed to talk about the Kardashians because I can get canceled.
Right, right. Get canceled. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna defer to Chike.
Chike.
All Kanye has to do is get a contract somewhere doing something for like $100 million. Problem solved. She'll be back.
I don't think she wants that man back.
If he gets a contract somewhere for $100 million, she would come back.
She got her own money.
She would come back. She does, but more is better. And then she can spend his. Because he would give it. But yeah, I honestly think that she's already found someone else. She's already found that next.
Yeah, apparently Pete Davidson, she's been dating him. And
he's got plenty of money.
But apparently, so Pete Davidson and Miley Cyrus were recently on one of the Tonight shows, late night shows, and she was seen leaving his condo. So I don't know what that means. I'm just saying, I mean, who knows? They could be friends, but she was seen that night leaving his condo.
Players gonna do what players gonna do.
What kind of money he got?
Which is that?
Pete Davidson?
I mean, I know he got money, but he got money? He got long money like that?
Pete Davidson? Yeah.
Yeah.
He writes movies and everything else. He's a ghostwriter, Saturday Night Live. He had money young.
But isn't he also a recovering addict?
He's that and amongst other things.
She's gonna send that boy back to. Oh, never mind.
Okay. But she stay with. He stay with a bad chick though, Pete.
He does.
He must got a small. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
And that's what they said. They said apparently, Pete's Pete.
He has a lot of swag though. He does have a lot of swag.
Does he?
Yeah.
He does.
I don't see it.
All right, well, the fallout continues from Travis Scott's Astroworld tragedy weeks after the Daily Musical Festival claimed the lives of 10 people. So apparently he was, in 2019, they said that he was going to headline Coachella. But of course, that got pushed back due to COVID to 2022. Well, he has been dropped from as the headliner from that show. He even came back, his booking agent, Carl Lewis, reportedly presented that he would do it for free. But Coachella, they said, no, they don't want him part of this show. He did an interview recently with Charlamagne Tha God. When he was asked how he's feeling following that incident, he stated, I've been on about different types of emotional roller coaster. I mean, it gets so hard because I always felt a connection with my fans. I went through something and I feel like the fans went through something. It hurts. It hurts the community, it hurts the city. It's been a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings, grieving and just trying to wrap my head around it. They said he explained that he didn't hear the screams or cries during the performance. He said that anytime he would hear anything like that, he did stop the show, which they did show him stopping the show, but he didn't realize how severe it was. But he has not since publicly responded since being dropped from Coachella. Chike, do you think this was bound to happen, or do you think they should have given him a chance?
So it's not like this is the first time that this has happened in concerts. Stuff like this happens.
Especially in his concerts.
Well, see, that's the gotcha. That's that part. It's becoming synonymous. It's becoming, you know, a thing. Mm-hmm. It's bad enough when it happens and people get hurt. I mean, it happened to Puffy early on in his career. And he was able to bounce back from it, costing dearly, but you know, he bounced back from it. And he got over it, but it wasn't something that continued to happen. This is crazy. So basically out in the world or in these streets, your performance or your concerts or your name is synonymous with violence and death. That's not cool. So why would they let him headline? Why would they take a chance? Just the insurance risk alone on him is crazy.
That's what I was saying about the insurance, yeah.
Yeah.
Linnea, what do you think?
I'm not going to say he can't recover, but ooh wee boy. Yeah. When one time, okay, I can... Two times, you pushing it, three times, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little tight. And you know, if he can't recover from this, please expect for those Kardashians to step away from him.
Yeah,
they're gonna take that girl right along with them. Mm-hmm. We need to back away from this situation because this ain't good for business.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I see that happening more than I see, you know, anything else.
Yeah. I think he needs to take a break for a while, you know, let this, you know, funerals are still happening. People are still recovering.
Yep.
You know, take a break and then come back maybe in a couple years or so, you know, and just give it a moment. I think it was too soon for him to headline Coachella, even though it's next year, but this just happened where people died. You know what I mean?
Was that the Coachella thing, was that in effect before this happened? Like, was that already established?
In 2019, he was supposed to headline it, but because of 2020, but COVID.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. So
he's still going to get some money from it. He, I mean, because it was a contract, he's still going to get paid a little something.
Yeah, he's still going to get paid. He's not going
to perform.
Yeah.
Taking off because he did an interview with Charlamagne, and I don't think that, first of all, who are your PR people? Because that interview was horrible.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, there used to be a thing back in the day when you would get media training before before you sat down and you talked to anybody. Yes. And I don't know when that stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of these artists, they go in and they're doing these interviews and they are horrible.
Yeah.
How are you sending your people out? They don't even know how to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so how are you sending these artists out and they don't know how to sit and speak with people and like really have coherent sentences,
right?
And like full sentences and mm-hmm. engagement. You see me? Engagement.
No, that's true. Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, find out why Madonna's calling out 50 Cent. And then there's a white professor who was fired for getting two black students' names mixed up. Right back after this.
Woke up and noticed you weren't there. It should be you, the one I see when I wake, yeah. Playing every moment over in my head. Why? Tell me why you're not here. Speculations, don't know what's happened, but set up forevers, they became nevers. What we doing? Is this what you really want? Speculation, hearts bleeding. Thought we'd be for always. That's what you promised. Now you say you don't want it. Is there someone else? Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me how you feel. What's the deal? No bullshit. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me how you feel. Pick up the phone. Just need a minute. Some things don't add up the way we left it. 9 years could've done more. That's what I was going for.
time's up, he knows. Here's my open letter. We could find forever, oh baby. Eternity's a set of nows, baby.
I put the bass in the back, wanna ride with you, ride with you.
Why you wear your heart on your sleeve? We ain't always better with me. I just wanna be in your plans. The way you move your body, got game. Fine, huh? Wanna touch my body? If you like that sticky and sweet, come see the boy, baby. Now pull up, won't you put it on, baby?
He should treat you better. His time's up, he knows.
We could fight forever.
Yeah.
Why you wear your heart on your sleeve? Well, you know it's better with me. I just wanna be in your plans. The way you move your body, got game.
Hey, this is Dr. Steve Perry, and you're listening to Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Again, we're all over social media. Check us out, StephenKnightShow.com. All right, so last week, Madonna called off 50 Cent after he joked about one of her photos. That caused him to issue an apology, but Madonna says she ain't done yet. She replied to his fake apology and told him what was on her mind. Now, in a video on her posted to her account on Friday, the pop icon said, "You were trying to shame me. You were trying to humiliate me. Your apology is fake, it's bullshit, and it's not valid. Let me just hit those 4 or 5 points about your apology being invalid." She continued, "Number one, it's not hard to find footage of you and me hanging out." She proceeded to play a throwback clip from BET of them hanging out on set. Number two, an apology is not valid if you don't know what you're apologizing for, she added. What you should be apologizing for is your misogynist, sexist, ageist behavior and remarks. Number three, you didn't hurt my feelings because I don't take it personally. I could never take it personally because you're not coming from an enlightened place. Madonna proceeded to explain to 50 Cent the reasons why he was benefiting from posting about her in the first place. She said, "You're trying to put a limit on when women should be able to feel good about themselves." Ultimately, she said that she did forgive him and she hopes that one day he could see a different point of view. She wished him well. To refresh your memory on how this all started, Madonna had posted a picture on her page where she was face down, derriere in the air, and 50 shared the photo and say, "Yo, this is the funniest shit." And that's Madonna under the bed trying to be like, trying to do it like a virgin at 63. She initially clapped back with an edit throwback picture image of them and said, "Here's 50 Cent pretend to be my friend. Now you have decided to talk smack about me. I guess your career is getting attention for trying to humiliate others on social media. The least elevated choice you could make as an artist and an adult." Now, this isn't the first time 50 Cent has been called out for his jokes. Back in October, Lil' Kim called out 50 Cent after he compared her to a leprechaun. She gay. Was Madonna handle this correctly?
I'm sorry. Well, Madonna did what is known as a read. She read him pretty much. And she's not wrong. She's not wrong. Although Madonna really does push the envelope with Instagram a lot.
Yes.
And to the point where they deleted one of her pictures.
Yeah.
And I remember she reposted it and she explained. But yeah, she does push the envelope. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. He did not need to do that. With him having a name and the way that things are in the world right now, that was a bad choice. I could understand you having your opinion and how you feel, how you feel. You can talk amongst your friends, but don't put that out in the world. That's not cool.
Yeah. Linnea.
Madonna. Period. you know, TK and I go back and forth when we're, you know, we're constantly barraging each other with sharing stuff on Instagram. So that was one of the things. And Madonna, listen, Madonna has been pushing the envelope since she was born. Period.
Day one.
Like from day one, she hasn't changed who or what that persona or who she is in all of these years. Now, keep that right there. Keep that thought right there. The people that ain't Madonna, you know how much garbage I see on my feed that Instagram ain't took down?
Right.
Yep. And I'm like, I'm not even following this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on my feed or it's in my explore page, except for the stuff that I do click on. But that's not what we're talking about. but what I'm saying is, you know, there's this thing, you know, it's subjective taste or, you know, subjective posting or scrolling or whatever. I saw the pictures. Let me be like that at that. She snatched to the gods.
Yeah, 63.
Snatched to the gods. Snatched and got her young thing. I ain't mad at her. And, you know, those are, we call them art.
Right.
Let that woman do her art. She just been doing what she been doing for years.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, y'all, everybody else is naked. And I mean, she looks great.
Yeah, she does look great.
You ain't gonna see me like that, not with these roly-polies, but God bless
you. Well, thing with 50 Cent, he messed with the wrong, because Madonna's very intelligent. And so even when she broke down, when she was going, like you said, she got red, she broke down. And he can't come back. Now, 50 Cent, he's not dumb. But she's very smart, you know. She is very good for words, and so he someone needs to manage his Twitter for him because he's always going up to somebody. You know what I mean?
She came back with receipts. Let me give y'all these receipts over here. So she took her she had her people. They was like, you ever seen the Kermit the Frog?
Yep.
That's how she had her people, like Kermit the Frog, real quick.
Yeah.
All right. And this is how I'm going to respond. Thank you for my dossier.
You now know I- how I picture her? I picture her in a room with a whole bunch of people in the room around her on their phones, telling her who said what.
Yep. Right.
And then she's like, oh, I'll respond to that. Don't respond to that. Uh-huh. Like that one. Yeah, I picture that.
Yeah.
I can see that. And he always pushes the envelope for whatever reason. He always pushes the envelope.
Always trolling somebody. Yeah.
He's the biggest troll. He's like that orange agent, the biggest troll. Like for real. It's you know, hey 50, but I'm still looking for a job if you need an actress though.
Right. Exactly. He's doing this thing now. All right. Well, there's a professor at Fordham University and has been terminated after mixing up the names of two black students. According to the Observer, Christopher Trogan, that's the professor. He works in the English department. He lost his job because of an email regarding an incident from September 24th. In the email, Trogan reportedly apologized for his actions and blamed it on his confused brain while outing everything he has done for minorities. The offended student assumed by I assume my mistake was because I confused the student with another Black student. He said in an email, I have done my best to validate and reassure the offended student that I made a simple mistake, human error. It has nothing to do with race. Now, one of the students alleged that Trogan consistently used the wrong name repeatedly in four classes. She said, I felt really disrespected. I did not feel heard because every time he misnamed me, I would tell him and he just seemed to brush it off or like he didn't care. His error also reported that Trogan stated in the email that in the English class, it was very centered specifically around explicitly around issues of justice, equality, and inclusion. Trogan was told that he was suspended with pay while the incident was being investigated, but he was termed a few days after the incident. In another email, he said that he wasn't aware he was even under investigation. He said, I was never informed of charges against me, nor of the nature of the investigation in which was its subject. He wrote this in October. He said, I kept completely in the dark. Now, according to the student, the student said it wasn't really, they weren't really mad that he got their names mixed up. It was more so how he brushed it off. They said we were not actually upset about the mixing of our names. It was more the random things he would throw into the response. So apparently he was trying to justify what he's doing by coming off like he was the great white hope. That's what they were saying. And so for me, I think sometimes some of our white brothers and sisters, they try to be so woke that it's inappropriate. Calm down. Linnea, but do you think he should have been fired?
I don't completely understand the whole story. I don't really understand the whole story, yeah. So I'm not sure. If it was as simple as just mixing up names, then no, but obviously it had to be more to it. And maybe it's not just, you know, these two particular students. Maybe there were other things that didn't even involve them that, yeah. You know, sometimes people, they hold their receipts. Mm-hmm. And then all they need is something that, to use as that catalyst.
Icing on the cake, like, yeah.
Gotcha. So, you know, maybe it was something else. And I was definitely confusing this with another story I heard about some professor in a class, and he was saying to his students that white people are the superior race. Like he said that in the class. So that's that, yeah. That's what I thought this was initially. But no, sorry. Mix up stories.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Chica, do you think he should have been fired?
So I don't have enough information.
Yeah.
But because this was an issue, I mean, it based on a few things. So it depends if it was just two students of color.
Yeah.
It was just two. Okay. Depending on if they're in class together and he's just randomly calling one the other one's name, mm-hmm. or if they took a series of classes and only these particular two are in his series of classes. So if they're not in same class together, if they're in other classes and he's just randomly calling that other person the other person because, you know, we all look alike.
Right.
So I can see that being offensive, and I could see, especially I could see me being in that class. No, this is Chike. No, I'm Chike. Calling the other one David. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, okay. I told you repeatedly that I'm TK. You need to know. You need to learn this. You are a professor. I'm paying to go here. Know my name.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when people apologize, all they want to hear is, okay, when people ask for apologies, they just want to hear the apology, take ownership, and move on. They were saying it wasn't even that big of a deal for them, but the fact that he was going above and beyond trying to make it clear that he wasn't racist. They ain't need all that. Just see, get my
after,
name right.
After class, I'd have walked up to him nicely and told him, from now on, you can call me Mr. Evans.
Right, exactly.
There's something to be said that you are supposed to correct someone, especially for Black people. Mm-hmm. You correct people immediately when it comes to your name.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not it's done intentionally or subconsciously or consciously, you correct at all times. At the end of the day, I mean, they would call me Lanaya Twain at work, and I knew it was a joke, but you still right. know that you know to call me Lania.
Right.
You know what I mean? I get it, but you know that it's Lania because I'm not answering to Lanaya Twain.
Right.
Exactly. But you know, it's you make sure, and like Chike said, I'm gonna correct you, but I'm gonna be professional when I correct you. So you know that you're hearing this condescending tone, but I need you to understand I'm serious. Thanks.
Yeah. I correct people at time work all the time, but they call me Steve. My name's Steve. I don't go by Steve.
Stefan. Anyway.
Although when I play basketball, Steve. Oh, okay, whatever. All right. We had two stories, but because of time, we're going to do one more. I have to shout her out. This weekend was full of accomplishments for the hot girl, Megan Thee Stallion. Yesterday, she crossed the stage and became a graduate of the illustrious Texas Southern University in her hometown, Houston, where she received a bachelor's degree in health administration. During the ceremony, Megan was surrounded by her peers, and it was live streamed for her fans, affectionately known as hotties. I'm going to tell you why I went to that story, because I remember when Megan Stein first came out, I really didn't pay too much attention to her other than, you know, what I would hear. But then I saw an interview she did, and she was saying that she was in school, because she said, I don't know where this music is going to go. And she had made a promise to her grandmother, who passed away, that I'm going to get my degree. And that I think she wants to start a convalescent home, you know, a home for elderly people. And the fact that she saw that through, I thought that was big. So
yeah,
that's shout out good. To Megan. Any thoughts, Chica?
No, go, girl, go. We just say black girl magic all the way.
Yeah. But Julia,
congratulations to Megan. And I saw somebody make a comment like, this would definitely be like the real Players Club Part 2.
Right.
I know the premise was a stripper going to school, you know, because that's always the thing. You know, I'm in school, I'm just doing this, I go to school, so I can finish and paying for college.
Right.
She really did it.
Yeah.
So, seriously. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, congratulations. Well, listen, Lania, happy holidays to you. I hope you have a great break. Chica, I'll see you in movie reviews, and we will be right back after this.
Midnight. to places so exotic and erotic. To places out of this world, none of which I've ever seen before. Baby, when we go, I just don't know how I can explain it, but I
Stephen Knight Show. What's going on, Adam? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Stephen. How are you guys?
Last show of season 11. I mean, can you believe it's December already?
Oh my gosh, I know. It's gone by so quick. So this is it. We're ending with this episode.
It's the last episode of season 11.
Wow, well, I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, listen, I will let you and Chike take away movie reviews.
Sure thing. So I saw this film, and Chike, I can't remember if you've seen it, called Passing. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it slipped under my radar.
Because I actually started watching it, but I never completed it.
It slipped under my radar, but it's a black and white drama film based on a 1929 mm-hmm. novel by Nella Larsen. And it stars Tessa Thompson and Ruth Negga. And it follows the story of this, Tessa Thompson plays this, I guess, upper class black woman living in Harlem in the 20s. And she runs into an old friend from her old Harlem days who's married to a white man out in Chicago. And she is what they call passing. So she's passing as a white person to kind of get into this other side of, I guess, the society there. And what eventually happens is that this woman actually ends up moving to New York, and their lives kind of start intermingling and things start happening and jealousy's there and different things kind of culminate with kind of what's going on, not with just their lives, but, you know, kind of the passing element too of the whole situation.
And she was flirting with her husband.
Sorry?
And she was flirting with her husband.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, well, Steven, if we want to get spoilers, okay. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
there's a lot of themes. I guess you've seen the movie, Steven, but it's very interesting, the themes of, because there's some scenes where you're like, yeah, she's flirting with the husband. You're also scenes where you're like, is she interested in this friend of hers? There are scenes with, I think with the author, the white author that would come to visit Harlem at the time. He had very good observations. Anyway, I thought it was really good. It's a drama. I will say, I've probably the last quarter, it kind of dragged on a little bit and lost a little bit of its steam. But yeah, I mean, besides the ending, it was kind of like I was ready to kind of get things going in the last quarter of the movie. I don't know about you, Steven, but it had such a good, strong start. Tessa Thompson is doing great things. She's, ever since I saw her in Thor, Ragnarok, you know, she's just been kind of lining up the film. So highly recommend. It's on Netflix again. It came out actually like a month or two ago. So good, worth checking out and definitely enjoyable.
That ending, though, I was like, really?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. That's how the book ended, too. And the book was written in 1929, which
also was based off a book. Okay.
I was pretty impressed by, first of all, how old the book was, and they finally made a movie out of this, but also how, yeah, there's a lot of similarities on how both things ended.
Okay. Nice.
Wow. Well, I saw a film released on Amazon Prime. It's called The Encounter, which stars Riz Ahmed, Octavia Spencer, Aditya Gadada, and Lucien River Chauhan. Aditya and Lucien are children in the film. They actually play Riz Ahmed's sons, and Riz Ahmed is a soldier who is on his way home to reunite with his family. And what he encounters is an alien species, allegedly. And he starts to panic and he grabs his children and he flees. In his mind, he's protecting his children. Mm-hmm. Outside of his mind, in the world, he kidnapped his children from their mother. And so a chase ensues with him going across state lines with his children. And in his world, again, he's under attack from aliens, and in the other world, he's a kidnapper. It's a very interesting story, and at points you can't tell which side to believe. Like, you don't know if he's crazy, because he is a soldier. They said that he served wartime and he had some issues mentally. But is he really not having issues mentally? Is he really experiencing what he's experiencing? So that becomes the thing of the movie for me. It was very well done. I thought that, of course, Octavia Spencer did a really good job. She plays his parole officer, trying to talk him off of a ledge and bring the kids back. But who stole the movie for me is the little boy that plays Bobby.
That little smart mouth boy.
Oh, he stole the movie for me. He was just so cute. And I was just like, he's too grown. He's like an old man in a little body.
Grown, yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You saw it?
Well, kind of. So my brothers were both in town this weekend. Mm-hmm. Saturday was my baby brother's birthday. So we went to brunch, and had some mimosas. And so I came back home. Me and my big brother went to watch it. We both fell asleep. But the part I saw was good.
So I wanted to watch it. I wanted to see it too. Actually, that was on my list. I was going to watch that tonight until a coworker recommended
it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it again. It's
worth watching.
Well, it's worth watching. The trailer does make you think, is it in his head or is this really happening? And it's really, they do a really good job of like
all them bugs everywhere. I'm like, in the world.
and I will say this. One thing that Riz Ahmed does very well when it comes to his acting skill set is play confusion very well. Mm-hmm. He does that. That's like one of his aces in a hole. He does that very well. Yeah, so that was the film that I saw. Before I go on to my next film, I just want to shout out one of our listeners and a supporter, Kicks Mechanic on Instagram. You know, he watches the show. He made it a point to let me know that he enjoys what we're doing. So shout out to Kicks. Follow him.
Appreciate
people out there in Instagram world. Yeah, appreciate you. For sure, Thank you.
Yeah.
So, okay. And just like that, premiered Thursday. It released on Thursday. They released two episodes. And if you don't know what And Just Like That is, And Just Like That is the next installment of the Sex and the City saga.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis, Chris Noth, and Willie Garson. No Kim Cattrall.
And Nicole Ari Parker.
Then Nicole Ari Parker. You're jumping ahead. Wait,
yeah, Stevens is ruining everything over here.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah,
you know, so, you know, we know the Sex and the City ladies. We know, you know, the story. It's been around for, what, decades at this point, right? So, Samantha's no longer in the film, well, in the series with the ladies. And my question was, as a fan of the show, what in the hell are they going to do without Samantha? The solution was kind of brilliant, because one of the reasons that I like this show is because the writing is so well. Sex and the City is one of the best shows from, to me, written on television. That and The Wire, the way that they interweave storylines. Anyway, I can geek out on that all day. But I like the way that they handled it. And I like the fact that they did what they promised and decided to participate in inclusion. Yeah, so we have, all the way around, they diversified.
I mean, completely diversified.
Well, listen, we wanted a rainbow, we got a rainbow, okay?
You got one.
So, and I'm not mad at it. That's what New York is. That's what New York looks
like.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, you know, we've just seen the first two episodes and Stephen and I are talking about how diversified it is. They haven't even gone into the, you know, the rest of the show. So we're going to see more, because you can tell from the trailer, other things are going to take place. I'm not going to do spoilers here, but wow, first episode, wow. And I kind of suspected
it. No, you have to do the spoiler about Mr. Biggs, though, because that's all over the news now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Peloton stock dropped.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So everyone who follows the show
at home.
Yeah. Skip ahead.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Everyone who follows the show, though, but this is the thing. I wasn't really surprised. And the reason that I wasn't surprised, because if you were a fan of the show, you knew that Mr. Big in the series, when it was on TV, had heart issues. He had to go have angioplasty. If you remember, you had to follow the show.
Oh, yeah.
And she used to make jokes about him having a heart attack throughout the show and how old he was. And can his ticker take it? She was saying those things. And then they gave you a nugget right before the incident happened. She said, do you need a nitroglycerin pill to go under your tongue? No one heard that? That's like a little, I was like, he's going to have a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the show when it was on TV. I had a coworker who was obsessed with that show, but she loved it. But I was bored and I saw it was on HBO Max. I said, I'll watch it, you know? So he does have a heart attack and he dies in the first episode. And Peloton stopped because he was on a Peloton for like 45 minutes and he dies. And Peloton stopped, went down in real life.
Yep.
Like Peloton released a commercial with one of their trainers and him letting you know he's not really dead. He's an actor.
Yeah, it's so they wild. Had a
commercial trying to refute the Peloton will kill you. But that, it had nothing to do with Peloton. It was just the fact that's what he was on and he passed away afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but people associate.
But let's be fair. Peloton has been in the news for quite some time, the negative. So can you imagine that already being there and then someone watching this happen and it's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. I mean, also people are going outside now. Peloton stock's been going down this whole year, actually. So
yeah, that's true. What else, Chica?
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with Willie Garrison's role going throughout the show. He died a couple weeks ago, and he had filmed three episodes thus far. So I'm wondering, like, how they're going to handle. They already said that they're not going to kill him off on the show. So I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm curious.
The Samantha issue, they handled that very well.
Yeah, they did.
I thought so. All right, well, Insecure. Love it.
I didn't see it last night.
This is the last season. It's so good. I mean, every time I watch it, I'm just probably smiling. Watch it. But that's good. 9-1-1 is on hiatus until, I believe, March. They had their last episode last week. Really good.
What about the holiday movies? You know, you're into all the Christmas movies this year, Stephen. What have you been watching?
I did watch The Christmas Story. You'll shoot your eye out.
On Friday.
And I've been watching like these random Christmas movies. But the funny thing about Christmas movies is you already know how they're going to end. It's two women. I don't know if I talked about this last week. Two women from SNL. They were on SNL. They're two comedians, and they're doing a Christmas movie spoof where the business person comes in from the big town to a small town. And then not only do they leave with love, but they leave with the Christmas spirit. So they go on a little. So I think that airs soon. But the way they were explaining it is, I mean, always the case. Small town. Fall in love, and then...
Well, I heard. So this year is double the amount of Christmas movies, new Christmas movies, than previous years, up to 400. So apparently, really? And I don't know if you've noticed, every streaming service, everything you get onto is says, "Here's our holiday movie selection." And I mean, they have a formula that everyone watches. And
they do.
It's just, it's wild that there's that many Christmas movies out there, but people like them.
Well, I'm disgusted because I wanted to watch Home Alone. I had a craving to watch Home Alone on Friday because they were talking about the top Christmas movies, and that was the top one, right? And so I was like, why can't I find it? I was, you know, Googling where I could find it. Yeah, it's on the streaming service that I don't have.
That's always the case, right? Disney,
yeah, I don't have it. So I was like, oh, well, the Christmas story it is.
Just as good.
Right. All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you so much for letting us know what to spend our time and our money on and what not to. Have a great holiday, and we'll be right back after this.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We're Rough Ends.
And you're rocking with the Stephen Knight Show right here. Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to highlight our Black-owned business. Natural High, H-I-Y-Y, shampoo. It says Mr. King has been producing all natural products since 1980s, specializing in body care to home cleaning products. Included in this kit are some of his greatest and highly effective products. And this one is the shampoo. It's detangling shampoo concentrated. Is an excellent shampoo designed to produce a richer lather to gently clean your hair without drying the scalp. A little goes a long way, so you'll get many uses out of the container. It's only $8.99. So we'll have a link in the bio for where you can buy this shampoo. Again, it's Black owned. Also, the Stephen Knight Show, we know we have our merch. This is a perfect holiday Christmas gift. So go to our website, the Stephen Knight Show, and get you some. We have new stuff. You'll definitely like it. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Happy New Year. And we will be back in January for season 12. Good night.
As long as on me, everything's gonna be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young thing.